ladies and gentlemen, this episode is rated M for Mature. It is not intended for small audiences and will trigger other people, certain people. Listener discretion is highly advised. What is up, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Real Talk Podcast, and I am your host, AJ Laster. Now, I'm going to skip the little intro that I usually do and get straight into what I want to talk about. First things first, small talk. Quick small talk. I'm actually proud of the three episodes I did in October, even though Halloween is done and over with. But I am going to be starting to talk a lot more about what I want to talk about on this show. Starting with this episode. Now, everybody knows what fake woke is. Or what actual wokeness is. You know, being woke, you know, meaning alert to racial prejudice and discrimination, you know. That you're aware of, you know, racism, you know, sexism, and, you know, LGBTQ rights. Now, fake woke, you know, meaning, you know, when someone tries to discredit actual facts and pretend their ideology on the matter is true. You know, kind of like how people say, you need to wear a mask, sir. Well, I'm so, well, then the other person will say, well, the thing is, I'm immune to it, so I don't have to wear a mask. Corona is fake. It was made up by the government. It never killed anybody, knowing damn well that it killed a whole bunch of Americans and, you know, people from other countries. Now, when I decided to do this episode, I decided to, you know, I'm deciding to take the high road on this. Because being fake woke is not the only thing I'm going to be talking about in this episode. I'm also going to be talking about the current generation of kids. Like I talked about in all the way back in season 1. Everybody knows in season 2 I did talk about, you know, season 1. You know, I did talk about, you know, the current generation and how most likely this country is going to be run. Now, I did get pointed out by a friend of mine that I contradicted myself. I'm going to try not to this time. Now, I will be talking about some very touchy subjects, so some very touchy subject matter. So, listener discretion is advised. Now, everybody knows for a fact, I'm not a big fan of Gen Z. I don't like the current generation. Well, the thing is, the current generation is what my generation of kids are going to be. Generation Alpha, both my kids. Now, the Generation Z, or Generation Z, as most countries like to call it, people believe that this generation is literally going to be ruining America. And we might be on the verge of that actually happening. Now, this is going to be cut into separate parts. Now, this first part I'm going to be talking about is, you know, being fat phobic and, you know, body positivity. Now, I'm a former fat kid. I do still eat a lot of junk food, but I do balance it out, trying to eat, you know, healthy and everything. But there is the generation where, you know, we're in the realm, and yes, I am calling it a realm, where people believe that being fat is fine. Now, people ask, what's wrong with being fat? There's nothing wrong with being fat. Love your body. Yeah, go ahead, love your body. But when a doctor is cutting off your damn foot, thanks to diabetes due to you constantly eating food, will you still be singing body positivity? Now, like I said, when my son was born, he was a chunky little thing, so I called him Fat Boy. But wait, you're not supposed to call him fat if he's not fat. Yes, I know this. That's a nickname that has stuck with him for 4 years now, and I'm not going to change it to adhere to your agenda. You're just fat phobic. No, the hell I'm not. Hell, my dad is fat. So, no. I'm not fat phobic. I'm not against, you know, how people live. Because, you know, hey, more power to you. But trying to get into other people's heads that, oh, your body is fine just the way it is. Not a lot of people think like that. Not a lot of people think for one damn second that, oh, I'm just going to quit exercising. I'm just going to get fat and I'm going to live alone. Really? You really think you're going to live alone? No, you're not. No. It's called get off your lazy ass. Do some jumping jacks. Do some push-ups. Lift weights. Do whatever you can. Eat healthy. It's going to take a good minute for you to get the body that you want. You can fall in love with your body all you want. Because, hell, like the song People So Stupid by Tom McDonald. And yes, I am going to be quoting him a lot. Name a thing that you can't do. Run a mile, jumping jacks, and live past 42. Because if you're obese, what's going to happen to you? You want to find love? Yes, there are some women out there that actually like a guy with a big belly. Hell, fall's coming up. Well, fall is here. And winter's coming up, so most girls are going to want to cuddle up with a big boy. Now, you want to talk about body positivity? When, thing is, here's the thing. Everybody knows the award, I guess she's an award-winning singer, Lizzo. How she's fine with the body that she's in. Like I said, more power to her. But, you know, the problem with that is that thing is, she's fine with having her body the way it is. But yet, the word goes around that she's fat shaming her backup dancers. Really? You're going to sit there and fat shame your backup dancers? When you look like you could stuff an entire cake down your damn throat? Get out of here, man. Now, like I said, I'm not bad-mouthing these guys. This is just my opinion. Everybody has their right to an opinion. But when it comes to my opinions are never heard. But now with me having this podcast, I can actually say what I actually want to say. Like, oh, you're fine. Well, like I said, you're fine just the way you are. The moment you lose your foot to diabetes, or the moment you have your second or third or fourth heart attack before you're in your fucking, before you're in your late 30s and early 40s, that should be a sign that tells you, I need to start changing my life. I need to start thinking about my health. I want to be there. If you have kids, say, I want to be there for my kids when they graduate high school. I want to live long enough so my kids can see me. Not see me in a wheelchair missing one damn leg, or me riding around in a scooter. Because we've lowered the bar when it comes to that. We lower the bar when it comes to that shit. I mean, hell, look what happened to Honey Boo Boo. But hell, at least the good thing is, at least Mama June actually finally got herself in shape. I mean, one prime example of a, you know, body positivity gone wrong, I can give you one YouTuber that went down that rabbit hole. And everybody knows who he is because he's famous, because he's got multiple fucking YouTube channels. And I'm talking about Nikocado Avocado. Now, in the beginning, he was a skinny young man. He had a promising career, and he also had a damn good talent with playing the violin. And believe it or not, he was a fucking vegan. More power to you. Especially to any vegans who listen to this podcast. But, he fell off the off the trail, and he started eating a lot of junk food, and he started gaining a lot of weight. And thing is, people watch him gorge himself on mountains and mountains and mountains of freaking food. Like, hell, I saw this dude go through 5 fucking Happy Meals. Let's see, he went to KFC, you know, Taco Bell. I'm surprised he didn't have the atomic shits after that. His new diet is pretty much killing him. Hell, it broke one of his he broke one of his ribs trying to get out of fucking bed. Hell, I've seen a video that that Australian YouTuber Isaac Butterfield did about this guy. And he, this dude says he identifies as skinny and he identifies as disabled. Yeah, you're not skinny, dude. Oh my God. And like I said, I'm not bad-mouthing the guy. I'm just giving my opinion. Dude, you're doing this for clout. And for the love of God, you need to stop. Anybody who gorges themselves for likes on YouTube obviously has something wrong with them in the head. Now, there are video gamers out there that play video games and actually achieve the heights that they have. Like Markiplier, Jacksepticeye, let's see, PewDiePie, Mr. Beast. Hell, there's even kid YouTube channels that are bigger than this dude. And I'm not making a fat... I do believe I just made a fucking fat joke there. But, you know, body positivity is, in my honest opinion, a load of bullshit. I don't believe in it, and I never will. I believe if you choose to get healthy, that's your decision. If you choose to stay looking like a inflated super beach ball, hey, more power to you. But for the love of God, stop spreading this whole idea that being out of shape is perfectly fine. Quit putting that shit in people's heads. Speaking of putting shit in people's heads, this next subject, like I said, is going to, quote unquote, trigger a lot of people. I want to talk about the trans community. Like I said, I have nothing against them. Never have, never will. I've made my mistakes. I've hit on trans women before without even realizing they were, and I backtracked. And if anybody's listening that are trans, I do support you, but I need to get this out. Quit putting the idea that our kids don't know what gender they are. just like with that vegan teacher trying to push the vegan veganism on people. I mean, hell, her dog is vegan. I'm surprised that damn thing hasn't died yet. But pushing, literally pushing into kids' heads that they're confused, thinking that, why are you assuming their gender? The thing is, our gender is what we were born into. I was born a man. My daughter was born a girl. My son was born a boy. Quit putting it in their fucking heads that they could be any gender they want. Just because you identify as a car fucker does not mean you get to push that kind of shit on our kids. It's no wonder most states are wanting to ban gender assignment surgery on minors. Because kids don't know. They don't need this kind of shit. I mean, hell, there was a fucking school shooting a couple months back who turned out to be a trans person. A woman who identified as him, his. Shot up a fucking elementary school. Are you kidding me? Like I said, you can't keep pushing this kind of shit on people. It's my race. It's my culture. Now, I don't know why the hell I brought race into this. I just quoted a song there. But anyway, I'm not gonna tell you what to do. But I promise you this. Y'all can preach love and, you know, togetherness and whatever you want. Just don't put it in a kid's head that they're confused, that they don't know what gender they are. My kids know what gender they are. My daughter is a female. My son is a male. You want to know how you can tell who's a man or who's a woman? Well, here's the thing. If you were born with female genitalia, you're a female. If you were born with male genitalia, you were born a man. But I feel like I'm a woman in a man's body. I'm going to have gender reassignment surgery. I'm going to become what I believe that I am. Okay, that's fine. But for the love of God, if you go into our schools and try to convince our kids that they're some other fucking gender, you're a part of the fucking problem. Now, I have nothing against the fucking drag queens out there, because they're actually men. They know they're men. They dress up like women. Hey, they have fun. But if you're going to sit there as a man with a full fucking beard and identify as a woman, dude, there is something mentally wrong with you. Women, men can have periods too. No, you can't. No man can have a fucking period unless they squeeze blood out of their ass from shitting too hard. Men can't get pregnant either. Because hell, I've seen a picture of what it would look like if a man got pregnant. It's not going to be in the belly. Apparently it's not going to be in the belly. It's going to be in the guy's Johnson. But but like I said, men can't get pregnant. Men cannot have periods. Knock that shit off. And here's something else that's gonna piss a lot of people off. you identify as a man, you better identify as a man. But if you're a man identifying as a woman, like I was going to say in one of my earlier recordings, if you identify as a woman, you're a man, you decide to go into a bathroom with my daughter and my wife, ex-wife, whatever you want to call her, and I find out about it, you can't put your hands on me because I'm a woman. Well, I can tell you this, my hands are an equal opportunity ass whooper. I'm an equal opportunity ass whooper, and I will drop you like a bad fucking habit. Now, being woke means that you understand the injustices that are going on in the world. But today's generation is taking advantage of what that means. Like, you know, not a lot of people like President Biden. You know, I'm one of them. I don't like the old codger either. Because, you know, like, once again, like Tom McDonald said, he looks like he ate 100 Xanax for dinner. And a lot of people like Donald Trump. Because, hell, he was actually doing shit. He actually wanted to build a damn border wall. And he was trying to keep us out of World War III. But no, not a lot of people liked him. And once the elections came back around, they decided to vote him out of office. And lo and behold, that's how we ended up with President Biden. And now they're giving our money to another country. Free Palestine. Free Israel. No, how about free America? We're in a recession because our country is giving money to help end another war in another country. Now, like I said before, I'm not that big into politics. But it seems to me like they're using our money to, you know, bail somebody else out. I mean, hell, I've said it before. Other countries see us as fucking jokes. Now, like I've said before, I have nothing against anybody who believes in right or left or anything else like that. And yes, when I was talking about me fucking with a transgender, I was joking. So don't take that as literal. But anyway, you want to sit there and, you know, blame other people for your fucking problems. Hell, my fucking boss got accused of snatching something out of a Karen's hands. You want to know what happened? She got escorted out of the damn store by the chief of police in my hometown. Now, the thing is, when I talked about Karens in one of my previous episodes, thing is, I've come to realize that Karens don't just come in old age. They come in young ages, too. I mean, hell, I've seen teenagers protest fucking paintings. That's something else I'm going to get into right now, too. People protest other shit. Stupid shit. I mean, hell, I mentioned it back in my random shit episode that people were trying to, you know, cancel Jason Aldean for his song Try That in a Small Town. Now, a lot of people don't like that song anymore. Well, some people still do. Hell, I still listen to it. I love that fucking song. That song's pretty fucking good. But once it came out, people started to assume that it was about, you know, it was a dog whistle, that it's got full of racism, and the music video was filmed in front of a courthouse. where a public lynching took place. Now, Jason has actually admitted that he did not know about the history of what happened. Thing is, when it comes to his shit like that, he doesn't go back 100 years to look at the history before he decides to film a music video. I mean, hell, in his video, he actually showed racial injustice not only to other people, but he showed it happening to the police. Now, the police, there are good cops out there, but to be honest with you, not a lot of people see that after what happened to George Floyd back in 2020. Now, the thing is, there are bad cops out there. I mean, hell, a boy in Memphis, who goes by the name of Tyree Nichols, was beaten to death by a group of cops, and one of the cops actually pled guilty. Now, the other ones, I don't know. Well, like I said, just because a group of cops, have something stuck up their ass, doesn't mean all cops have something stuck up their ass. You want to defund the police. That's something else, too, that pisses me off about this generation. You want to defund the police. You want to take our guns away from us. Good luck. You take somebody's guns, they're going to fight back. They're going to fight back. Hell, there's a reason why people say, don't tread on me. In other words, don't tread lightly on me. Because if you try to take somebody's guns, they're going to resist. And that's what this is. This whole world is the age of resistance. But it's also the age of stupidity, too. You can call a song racist. You can call Jason Aldean controversial, but yet, have you heard Adam Calhoun? Have you heard Tom McDonald? Have you heard Upchurch? And for fuck's sake, they got more controversial songs out than Jason Aldean does, or any other artist today. I mean, hell, Maren Morris is leaving country music. Good on her. Stay away from it. I mean, hell, you want to sit there and blame one person for a damn music video? They took his music video down. Now, you want to know what happened? A lot of artists actually sided with Jason and demanded that their music videos get taken off the channel CMT as well. Now, you tell me this. You really want to sit there and claim somebody else's ideology as the right one. Or your ideology as the right one. And you want to turn right around and blame somebody else for something that they didn't do. Or how about the whole apologizing for what happened a very, very long time ago. And I'm talking about, white people saying that they're sorry for what their ancestors, what white people's ancestors did to black slaves. Now, to be honest with you, that's on them. But the thing is, I refuse to apologize. Because like dude says, I'm not apologizing for something I didn't do. And I never will. Because why would I have to apologize? apologize for something that my ancestors did. I am not like my ancestors. I'm not racist. I'm not sexist. I'm not any of that. Like I said, I'm just voicing my opinion. That's the whole point of this show. And I don't intend on stopping anytime soon. Now, you can try to cancel me all you want. You Gen Z, you little Gen Z assholes. Who think that your opinion matters. Well, technically it does. But you try to cancel somebody while listening to mumble rap. While listening to a woman who's supposed to spread body positivity, but then turns right around and starts, you know, fat shaming her backup dancers and telling them to go on a fucking diet. And here's some straight facts for you. You don't fat shame somebody because you can't lose weight yourself. You can't be transphobic to somebody. You can't accuse somebody for transphobic because they don't believe in your ideology that kids should choose their own damn genders. And you should also keep your political beliefs to yourself. You can be a liberal for all I care. You can be a Republican. You can be a Democrat. You can vote for Kang or Kodos for all I fucking care. But I'm going to make this clear. The next generation is going to have to deal with this shit. 2020 was one hell of a year. 2021, once again, a hell of a year where we lost a lot of people. Whether they were famous or not. 2022 was complete and utter hell. Especially with the resurgence of coronavirus. Now, like I said, everybody's got their own opinions. Everybody's got their own ideologies. But let me tell you this. We're living in a fake woke America, where people think that they're always right without looking at the facts. Now, like I said, I listen to Adam Calhoun, I listen to Tom McDonald. They speak more truth than any artists that I know. Hell, I'm going to be doing an episode of this fucking podcast on either one of them. I mean, hell, Adam's about to get ready to release or launch his own podcast. Which I do intend on listening to. Because I like the dude. He's actually pretty fucking cool. You know, he's a family man now. He's about to have another child. Which, by the way, congrats. Being a father is actually awesome. Now, he's the kind of man who actually likes to, you know, raise his kids to the best of his ability. He actually said that in the song New World Order. Now, he also stands with African Americans as well. Because most people believe that, you know, most African Americans, by the time they hit their teens or early 20s, most likely they're going to end up in prison. Especially if it's something that they either did or didn't do. Now, if they didn't do it, they'll most likely get arrested just because of racial profiling. In all honesty, there are African American citizens in this country. Black. I mean, if you want to call them black, call them black. If they refer, if they prefer to be called African American, call them African American. I prefer to call them African American. Now, you want to sit there and read, then this is something else. Something else I want to talk about too. The whole racial profiling bullshit. Just because we're white, just because I'm a white man, does not mean that I'm a hillbilly cracker sitting on my front porch playing a damn banjo while drinking fucking moonshine. I'm 34 years old, raising two kids by myself, working at a fucking fast food restaurant, and barely scraping by. Now, I'm not going to say the N-word on here because I believe the N-word is a derogatory term. So I'm going to use the term brother. All my black brothers out there that get racially profiled, you don't deserve it. To the ones who are actually out there trying to make a difference, you don't deserve it. You don't deserve to get stopped by a white cop or a, you know, an Asian cop or anything else like that, and, you know, be accused of stealing something just because you're walking down the damn street, or that some Karen accuses you of stealing something that belongs to them, or you putting their fucking, or you putting your fucking hands on when you know damn well you didn't. There's a reason why we have video cameras nowadays on our phones. I have an iPhone XR. There's a camera on it. If somebody tries to racially profile me as a racist, I could just video them, you know, profiling me, you know, throwing derogatory terms at me. Stick with your own kind. No. Motherfucker, if I want to date an Asian woman, I'll date an Asian woman. If I want to date a black woman or African American woman, I will. If they like me. If they want to be with me. Don't tell me or anybody else to stick to their own kind. And I wish, and I've said this before in a previous episode, I wish people could see the world through a child's eyes. And not see color and not see race and see their brother or their sister standing right next to them. To these people, especially there's young people who do this shit too. To the Gen Z, the Gen Zers, the Gen Zeds that do this shit, do better. Do better. Don't follow the example of some fucking idiot saying that this person's a such and such, that they should be arrested for whatever they did. And you know what? You know what I gotta say about to these racist fucks? And I'm gonna quote Isaac Butterfield on this one. To you racist assholes out there, fuck you to the moon. Stick a rocket up your ass and fuck you to the moon. To you trans people who call us transphobic because we don't want to have our kids identify as something else, fuck you to the moon. To you people out there accusing people of being fat phobic and wanting people to, you know, embrace body positivity and then going around fat shaming people, fuck you to the moon as well. Woke America is pretty much here to stay. The world is changing. I mean, hell, I watched this video of this girl named Brett Cooper. She's a conservative who does her own own little show called The Comment Section. And she did one of her recent videos showed a survey of these people, these, you know, doing this study showing that they questioned teens from people from 13 to 24, saying that they don't like watching sex scenes in their TV shows. Okay, you don't have to watch certain TV shows. I mean, hell, Euphoria is on HBO. They're allowed to show nudity in a TV show. You want to watch something without nudity or sex or anything else like that? Watch one of the TV shows on, you know, on regular TV. They don't show any obscene shit like that. Me, I like watching TV where people cuss like a sailor, where you see blood and, you know, you'll see a pair of tits every now and then. As long as I don't see a guy's cock, I'm fine. Now, no, and if you're wondering, no, that's not sexist. That's just how I am. I'm a straight man. I like seeing a pair of tits. Sue me. Something else, too, that really bugs the hell out of me. You can like what you like. I'm going to get off the whole comment section thing. I'm going to get into something that I'm going to talk about something before my before I end this episode. The men's mentality. I mentioned this during the random shit talk episode a couple episodes back. Men's health does matter. Most men die from suicide because they don't feel like anybody fucking cares. Hell, I saw a video of a woman laughing over the fact that a man felt lonely. That it's, and apparently, according to these quote-unquote feminists, it's our fault. We should have treated women better. Yes, we should treat women better. We should treat women like queens. But don't go on fucking TikTok and laugh at somebody's fucking feelings because they're hurt, because they don't feel loved. Men deserve as much love as women do. Now we do have mental health issues as well, as much as women do. Women get holidays for themselves. Women get Mother's Day. Women get Valentine's Day, where the men have to get the women stuff for them to show them that they love them. Hell, even women get an International Women's Day for their troubles. Where's a man's holiday? I mean, yeah, men get Father's Day, men get their birthdays and everything else. Where's the holiday for men? I'll tell you where it is. It's in Imagination Land, where the Lollipop King is fucking snarf up his ass. Because that's what people believe. That's what people believe, that men's mental health does not exist. Men are men. They're supposed to be men. They're supposed to be tough. Men are not supposed to fucking cry. And that's something else most Gen Z women don't understand. Men have feelings too. Men feel like nobody cares about them. I was at a fucking low point last year. Back in February of last year, I was at my lowest fucking point. And I almost gave up. And it took me, by myself, along with a female, a woman who actually gave a damn about me, to finally realize my self-fucking worth, to help me get out of that funk, to get me out of that depression. It takes a real woman to know what's going on with a man. And I'm going to say this in the kindest way possible. Oh, you're a man and you're depressed. You should get over it. We can't. Stop telling us to get the fuck over it. Because we never will. You tell us to try to get, you say that we should tell you to get over it, but you have people that, you have girlfriends that care about you. Guys don't talk about their fucking feelings. Because we're supposed to be strong. That's why we go to fucking therapy. Now, before I end this episode, I'm going to say this. There's a difference between being woke and fake woke. Gen Z is right in the middle. There are Gen Zers that actually have common fucking sense. But to the ones that don't, you better learn to grow a goddamn brain and grow a goddamn conscience. And realize how stupid you're looking and how stupid you're sounding. Quit trying to cancel everything and get your shit together. Because to be honest with you, it won't be long before the next generation does to you what you've done to the last generation before you. It's called a vicious cycle. And the only one who can stop it is you. Like I said, I was going to try to get into some controversial stuff, and believe me, I do believe I have. Don't like what I say? Don't listen to this episode. Because I'm pretty sure I'm going to trigger you. And that's another thing too before I let y'all go. Triggered should not be used to protect people's feelings. We are the ones who are supposed to carry on a legacy. But you want to sit there and blame everybody else, especially the ones out there who want to blame everybody else for their fucking problems. I'm not the kind of person to put the blame on anybody. But if I have to, like if I'm forced to, I can tell you this. You're part of the problem. And I don't want to see this country destroy itself because of stupidity, because that's probably where World War III is going to come down to: someone's sheer and utter stupidity. With that being said, I want to thank you all. Thank you to anybody who listens to this. If you have any feedback, I would love to hear it. And if you have any ideas for topics of future episodes, you can message me on here, on Spotify. You can leave a message for me on Spotify, or you could message me through the podcast's Facebook page. Or you can message me directly at David Laster. I'm also on Instagram, KingLaster2022. And believe it or not, yes, I'm on TikTok too. At RockerViking2.0. Until next time, I'm AJ Laster. I'm signing out. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace out.